Hey everybody, welcome to the show. It's the Hobbit Sleep Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Schaefer. For those who have been listening, welcome back. For those who happen to be listening for the first time to a Ninja Blender episode, because that just struck your fancy or you saw it on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy. Hope everyone's had a great week. It's Friday. We are going into the weekend again, and we're going to kick it off with a Ninja Blender manual. This is the exact manual, not the exact manual. This is the manual for the exact Ninja that I own. I went and looked at the model number, and I didn't want to do a manual with all the really fancy Ninja stuff, although I guess you could say a Ninja Blender is fancy in itself. But I wanted to share the one for the product I own and use and enjoy. Some transparency here, however. You know, it's the Ninja, it's a blender. It is one that I largely use for two things. Making smoothies and making salsa. And the latter of which is, in my opinion, the greatest salsa recipe of all time. I'm going to share it on the mini manual on Monday morning, so stay tuned for that. But those are two things I use my blender for. There are so many other things you could do. It's basically a food processor. It's so powerful. And I use it for two things. And it's just one of those things that sit there. And, you know, there's so many gadgets and so many things. Black Friday, any store in America that sells gadgets, Walmart, Target, Best Buy. There are so many things that you could buy and use once and then never use again. And I think this is a way, roundabout way of me convincing myself I need to use something I like so much a lot more than I do already. It's a super powerful thing that I could use not just for salsa and smoothies. Here you are hearing me talking about how much more I need to use this blender as a food processor, as pretty much anything. And maybe I'm doing the manual read to convince myself, to motivate myself to get into it. So if you have any gadgets or anything like that, any appliances, little crock pots, anything that skillets, anything that you could use a little bit more of, maybe this is motivation for you as well. And enough for the intro, though. It's not too long, but it's enough, and it's a good look at the Ninja Blender. So can't wait to share it with you. Starting now. So we have, and I went to the ninjakitchen.com website to pull this manual, and it's a Ninja Professional Blender NJ600 Series Owner's Guide. They're calling this an owner's guide, and we have user manuals, user guides, instruction manuals, instruction guides, owner's guide for this one, NJ600 Series. And it's a picture of a Ninja full of a smoothie with a glass next to it full of the smoothie and some fruit on top. Looks like blackberries and blueberries. And at the bottom of that page, www.ninjakitchen.com, and then the phone number 1-877-646-5288. On to the next page, which is important safety instructions for household use only. When using electrical appliances, basic safety precautions should always be followed, including the following. Read all instructions before using your Ninja Professional Blender. Polarized plug. And there's a warning with a triangle with the exclamation point inside. There's actually several warnings. To reduce the risk of electric shock, this appliance has a polarized plug. One blade is wider than the other. This plug will fit into a polarized outlet only one way. If the plug does not fit fully into the outlet, reverse the plug. If it still does not fit, contact a qualified electrician to install the proper outlet. Do not modify the plug in any way. Next warning, extension cords are not recommended for use with this product. This book covers model numbers NJ600, NJ600RC, technical specifications, voltage, 120 voltage, 60 hertz, power, 1000 watts. Pitcher capacity is 72 ounces, so 9 cups, so 2.1 liters. Max liquid capacity, 64 ounces, or 8 cups, 1.9 liters. And we actually have one more warning. I guess I should have read the warnings first, but one more warning. And there appear to be 7 parts of it. So warning, to reduce the risk of fire, electric shock, or injury. 1. Warning, remove utensils prior to processing. Failure to remove may cause the jar to be damaged or to shatter, which may cause personal injury. 2. Warning, the stacked blade assembly is sharp, not locked in place and removable. Handle with care. When handling the stacked blade assembly, always hold by the shaft. Failure to do so will result in a risk of laceration. 3. Warning, stacked blade assembly is sharp and not locked in place. If using the pour spout, ensure the lid is fully locked onto the pitcher. If pouring with the lid removed, carefully remove the stacked blade assembly first, holding it by the shaft. Failure to do so will result in a risk of laceration. 4. Caution. Do not blend hot liquids. Doing so may cause excessive pressure buildup, resulting in risk of the user being burned. And we've seen that plenty of times on cooking shows where chefs are busy in a competition or inexperienced, and they put the hot liquid in the blender there, put it on, put the top on, blend, and poof, blows up in their face. Dangerous, so caution. 5. To protect against electrical shock, do not submerge the appliance or allow the power cord to come into contact with water or any other liquid. And 6. Do not allow young children to operate the appliance or use as a toy. Close supervision is necessary when any appliance is used near children. And 7. Never leave an appliance unattended when in use. And at the bottom of this page, listed as page 1, we have a picture of a phone with a question and the phone number 1-877-646-5288. And I was not done. I said there were 7. The next page, we have 8 through 29. So number 8, turn the appliance off and remove the power cord from the electrical outlet when not in use, before assembling or disassembling parts, and before cleaning. To unplug, grasp the plug and pull from the electrical outlet. Never pull from the power cord. 9. Appliance accessories are not intended to be used in the microwave, as it may result in damage to the accessories. 10. Do not abuse the power cord. Never carry the appliance by the power cord or yank it to disconnect from electrical outlet. Instead, grasp the plug and pull to disconnect. 11. Do not operate any appliance with a damaged cord or plug, or after the appliance malfunctions, has been dropped, or damaged in any manner. This appliance has no serviceable parts. Return the appliance to Shark Ninja Operating, LLC, for examination, repair, or adjustment. 12. Do not let the power cord hang over the edge of table or counter or touch hot surfaces such as the stove. 13. Always use the appliance on a dry, level surface. 14. Keep hands, hair, clothing, as well as utensils out of container while processing to reduce the risk of severe injury to persons or damage to the appliance. A scraper may be used, but only when the appliance is not running. 15. Avoid contact with moving parts. 16. Do not attempt to sharpen blades. 17. Do not use the appliance if blade assembly is bent or damaged. 18. To reduce risk of injury, never place the blade assembly on base without pitcher properly attached. 19. Do not operate this appliance on or near any hot surfaces, such as gas or electric burner, or in a heated oven. 20. The use of attachments or accessories, including canning jars, not recommended by the manufacturer, may result in fire, electric shock, or personal injury. 21. Do not remove the pitcher from the motor base while the appliance is in operation. 22. To reduce the risk of injury, never operate the appliance without the lid in place. Do not try to defeat the interlock mechanism. Make sure that the attachment is properly installed before operating the appliance. 23. Do not expose the pitcher to extreme temperature changes. 24. Do not overfill. Never fill past the max line. 25. Do not operate the appliance empty. 26. To reduce the risk of burns, always allow the appliance to cool before taking off parts and before cleaning. 27. In the event that the unit overheats, a thermal switch will become activated and shut off the motor. To reset the appliance, unplug the appliance and let it cool down for approximately 15 minutes before using again. 28. This product is intended for household use only. Do not use this appliance for anything other than its intended use. Do not use outdoors. 29. The maximum rating is based on the stacked blade assembly pitcher that drives the greatest power, and other recommended attachments may draw significantly less power or current. And the bottom of that page, save these instructions. And this is page 2, finishing up, www.ninjakitchen.com. And page 3 is our contents page. Thank you for purchasing the Ninja Professional Blender. And our contents are getting started. Page 4, before first use on 5. Assembly and use of the pitcher, page 6. Care and maintenance, page 8. Replacement parts also, page 8. Blending chart on 9. And troubleshooting guide on 9 as well. And the warranty on page 10. I'm reading this and wondering, when you look at a table of contents in a book, nonfiction, fiction, the titles of chapters, what it makes you think of, sometimes they're a little unclear. And, you know, the beauty of a user manual is this is cut and dry, black and white, literally in this case, the online, the digital version is black and white, but there's not too much gray area. There can't be. Because it's a, you know, you have to make sure that people are using it as intended and not as intended. It's very, very strict. And I like that. Maybe that's, you know, the more user manuals I read, the more I'm learning about them and learning what I enjoy so much about them. And I think that's one thing. This is very structured and it's very cut and dry and they're very thorough. The good ones, at least, are very thorough. Just a few of the things I like about them. I wonder what you guys like about them, but there's your contents for the Ninja Professional Blender. Looking forward to that. What else on this page? The Ninja Professional Blender is a high-powered kitchen tool that is perfect for ice crushing, blending, pureeing, and controlled processing. Create all of your favorite recipes fast and easy with just one touch of a button. For best results, be sure to carefully read all the instructions contained in the manual before using this appliance. And we have a list of features here, a few bullet points. Easy lock lid with built-in pour spout, total crushing technology, extra large 72-ounce pitcher, max liquid capacity 64 ounces, BPA-free, easy to clean electronic control panel, cord storage, non-slip bottom. And again, that's page 3, the phone number, picture of the phone, (1-877-646-5288). By the time we get done with this, it's going to feel like a little bit of a commercial jingle. You get the phone number and the website. So page 4 is our getting started. So we have a diagram of the blender, and we have parts A through I listed. And there's lines going corresponding from the letter to the part on the diagram. So A is the lid with locking handle. B, locking handle release button. C, pouring spout with cap. D is the pitcher. E is the stacked blade assembly. And there's a circle here where it's zoomed in so we can see the stacked blade assembly, the blades. F is the gear shaft. G is the motor base. H, control panel. I, non-slip bottom. J, power cord, not shown. And K, cord storage in back, not shown. So actually A through K there, two of them not shown. And bottom of this page, alternating again from the phone number to the website, www.ninjakitchen.com, to close out page 4. On to page 5. Before first use. Please keep these important safeguards in mind when using the appliance. Important. Make sure that the motor base is plugged in for use. Important. Never add ingredients into the container before placing the blade assembly in first. Important. Do not attempt to operate the appliance without the lid on. Important. Never run the appliance empty. And important, appliance accessories are not intended to be used in the microwave, as it may result in damage to the accessories. And we have some warnings and cautions on this page. This first few pages are basically warnings and cautions. And rightfully so, it's a powerful piece of equipment, and you gotta be careful, and the blade's sharp. So, next to an image of someone pouring the pitcher out, two pictures of it, we have warning, stacked blade assembly is sharp and not locked in place. If using the pour spout, ensure the lid is fully locked onto the pitcher. Failure to do so will result in a risk of laceration. And warning, stacked blade assembly is sharp and not locked in place. If pouring with the lid removed, carefully remove the stacked blade assembly first, holding it by the shaft. Failure to do so will result in a risk of laceration. And they're repeating that from earlier. Some of these are repeated, and these are the ones that evidently they deemed the most important because they're repeating them, and I would agree with that. And we have a caution here. Do not immerse the motor base into water or any liquid. 1. Remove all packaging material and labels from the appliance. Separate and remove all parts from each other. 2. Wash the lid, pitcher, and stacked blade assembly in warm, soapy water. When washing the stacked blade assembly, use a dishwashing utensil with a handle to avoid direct hand contact with the blades. And a warning here. Handle the stacked blade assembly with care when washing, as the blades are very sharp. And 3. Handle blade assemblies with care to avoid contact with sharp edges. Rinse and air dry thoroughly. 4. The pitcher, lid, and stack blade assembly are all dishwasher safe. It is recommended that the lid and stack blade assembly go on the top rack. Ensure that the stack blade assembly is removed from the pitcher before placing in the dishwasher. 5. The motor base can be wiped clean with a damp cloth. And at the bottom of page 5, picture of a phone, (1-877-646-5288). I have listeners calling in to this number just because they keep hearing it. On to page 6. Assembly and use of the pitcher. And we have some more warnings and a caution here. Warning. Handle the stack blade assembly with care as the blades are sharp. Warning. Remove utensils prior to processing. Failure to remove may cause the pitcher to be damaged or to shatter, which may cause personal injury. Warning, never leave the appliance unattended while in use. And caution, Do not blend hot liquids. Doing so may cause excessive pressure buildup, resulting in risk of the user being burned. Important, make sure that the motor base is plugged in for use. And we have assembly. So we have figure 1, 2, 3A, 3B, 3A or 3B, but it shows both, and figure 4. So this is just going to show how to put the pitcher onto the base and put the blade assembly in there. So, eight steps, yep. So number 1, review warning and caution statements above before proceeding to number 2. Number 2, place the motor base on a clean, dry, level surface. 3, lower the pitcher onto the motor base in figure 1. 4, rotate the pitcher to the left as far as it will go. As the pitcher rotates, it will lower, and the safety tabs on the bottom of the pitcher will slide under the safety tabs on the top of the motor base. Figure 2. And 5, the pitcher can be placed on the motor base two ways. The handle can be on the front right corner or the front left corner. So figure 3A and figure 3B. And number 6, holding the stack blade assembly by the shaft, place it onto the gear shaft inside the pitcher. Figure 4. Ensure that the stacked blade assembly fits around the gear shaft and that the blade shaft is standing straight. Note, the stacked blade assembly will fit loosely on the drive gear. And 7, add the ingredients to the pitcher. Make sure your total of ingredients don't go higher than the highest measured marking line on the side of the pitcher. Note, when blending any kind of liquids, such as mixtures of any drinks or smoothies, do not exceed the max liquid mark, 64 ounces, on the pitcher. And finally, 8, plug the power cord into the electrical outlet. And important, as a safety feature, the motor will not work if the pitcher and lid are not installed correctly. When the pitcher and lid are installed properly, the ready light will be solid green, indicating that the blender is ready for use. And again, www.ninjakitchen.com. Page 6 comes to a close, moving us to page 7. Continuation, assembly and use of the pitcher continued. We have 3 more pitchers. There's use and removal. So under use, it shows the locking handle in 2 positions, up and down, and arrows pointing down. So that's figure 5. Figure 6 is taking the pitcher off, twisting it off, and then figure 7 is popping the lid. And this is steps 9 through 16. So, 9, review warning and caution statements on page 6 before proceeding. 10, holding the lid by the handle in the upright position, place it on top of the pitcher, aligning the arrow down, located on the lid with the arrow up, located on the bowl's handle, figure 5. And 11, select the speed according to your blending requirements. Use the speed 1 button for processing and mixing. Use the speed 2 button for blending and ice crushing. Use the speed 3 button for pureeing and liquefying. Use the pulse button for controlled chopping and processing. There's an asterisk next to requirements up top that said see blending chart. And there's a note, if you need to add additional ingredients while the blender is processing, open the pouring spout cap and pour the ingredients in through the opening. And number 12, press power button on the same speed button a second time to stop the stack blade assembly, or press a different button to change the speed. And 13, to remove the pitcher, press the power button to turn the appliance off. Wait for the stack blade assembly to stop moving before removing. Figure 6. And there's a warning. Never insert your hands in the pitcher as the stacked blade assembly is sharp. Always use a spatula to dislodge food that has stuck to the sides of the pitcher. 14. Open the pour spout cap and use the spout to empty liquid contents. 15. For thicker consistencies, first remove the lid by pressing the release button and pulling the lid handle up to a 90 degree angle to lift lid off the pitcher. Then, carefully remove the stack blade assembly by the top of the shaft. Place stack blade assembly away from the work area to avoid accidental contact. Finally, empty contents from the pitcher. Figure 7. And 16, make sure that the unit is unplugged when not in use. And page 7. Phone? Question mark? 1-877-646-5288. And page 8 is our care and maintenance section. How to clean. Caution. Make sure that the motor base is unplugged from the power source before inserting or removing any stacked plate assembly and before cleaning. Caution. Do not immerse the motor base into water or any other liquid. And 3 steps. 1. Separate, remove all parts from each other. 2. Hand washing. Wash the container, lid, and blade assembly in warm, soapy water. When washing the blade assembly, use a dishwashing utensil with a handle to avoid direct hand contact with blades. Handle blade assembly with care to avoid contact with sharp edges. Rinse and air dry thoroughly. And the dishwasher. The container lid and blade assembly are all dishwasher safe. The lid and blade assembly is top shelf dishwasher safe. Ensure that the blade assembly is removed from the container before placing in the dishwasher. Warning. Handle the stack blade assembly with care when washing, as the blades are sharp. Contact with the blade's edges can result in laceration. And 3. Wipe the motor base clean with a damp cloth. Please call customer service if any servicing needs to be performed on the appliance at 1-877-646-5288. How to store. 1. Store the Ninja Professional Blender upright with the stack blade assembly inside the pitcher with the lid secured on top. Do not place anything on top. Tuck power cord and cord storage compartment in the back of the unit. And then, finally on the page, resetting the motor thermostat. The Ninja Professional Blender features a unique safety system which prevents damage to the unit's motor and drive system should you inadvertently overload your appliance. If the appliance is being overloaded, the motor will stop. Allow the appliance to cool for approximately 15 minutes. To reset the appliance, follow the resetting procedure below. 1. Unplug the appliance from the electrical outlet. 2. Remove and empty the container and ensure that no food is jamming the stack blade assembly. 3. Allow the appliance to cool for approximately 15 minutes. 4. Reinstall the container onto the base and replug the appliance into the electrical outlet. And 5. Proceed to use the appliance as before, making sure not to exceed the recommended maximum capacities. In the bottom of this page, replacement parts. Order and replacement parts. To order additional parts and accessories, please visit our website, www.ninjakitchen.com, or feel free to contact customer service at, you guessed it, 1-877-646-5288. End of page 8. We get the website again there. And on to page 9, blending chart. So we have 3 columns here. The button, the function, and the use. So the power button, the function's on and off. The use is always turn appliance off when not in use. Button 1, function, processing and mixing. The use, used to mix thin batters, gravies and marinades, scramble eggs, puree cooked foods and uncooked fruits, and chopped vegetables for dips and salsa. It's perfect for those, especially the salsa. I did not know you could scramble eggs in there. Who knew? I guess I've seen it on TV, but I think I'm just going to scramble eggs in a pan. Button 2, function, blending and ice crushing. Use, used to grate hard cheeses, cream soups, beet dips, grind nuts, thorough chopping, blend sauces and spreads, blend mixed drinks, powdered drinks or milkshakes, crush ice cubes for snow cones, chilled beverages, or frozen slushies. And there is an asterisk next to soups and sauces. Let's see what it says. When blending soups or sauces, make sure they're cooled to room temperature first. Ninja containers are not intended for hot blending. And button 3, function, pureeing and liquefying. Use, used to mix smoothies, frappes, liquefy thick mixtures, and blend whole fruits and vegetables. And then the pulse button. The function is controlled processing and bursts of power. used to control chopping and processing. And we're going to finish page 9 with the troubleshooting guide. We have a column of problems and a column of possible reasons and solutions. So, 1, 2, 3, 5 problems. First one, motor doesn't start or a stack blade assembly doesn't rotate. Some possible reasons and solutions. Make sure the pitcher is securely placed on motor base. Make sure the lid is securely on pitcher in the correct position. Align arrows. The blender is turned off. Press the power button to turn on. Check that the plug is securely inserted into the electrical outlet. Check the fuse or circuit breaker. The unit has overheated or overloaded. Unplug and wait approximately 15 minutes before using again. Another problem, food is unevenly chopped. Possible reasons and solutions. Either you are chopping too much food at one time, or the pieces are not of even size and processing smaller amounts per batch. Problem, food is chopped too fine or is too watery. Reason and solution, the food has been overprocessed. Use pulse button for controlled processing. Problem, food collects on lid or on the sides of the pitcher. Reason and solution, the mixture is too thick. Add more liquid. Tiny little typo caught there. The mixture is too thick, too spilled T-O, should be T-O-O. And problem, it's fun. I mean, it's just one tiny little thing, but I just always think of someone who writes these things and what they think if there's a typo in there. Do they care? I don't know. Problem, you cannot achieve snow from solid ice. Reason and solution, do not use ice that has been sitting out or has started to melt. Use ice straight from the freezer. And again, the phone number there, end of page 9, 877-646-5288. On to the creme de la creme, the Shark Ninja 1-year limited warranty. Shark Ninja Operating LLC warrants this product to be free from material defects and workmanship for a period of 1 year from the date of purchase when utilized for normal household use, subject to the following conditions, exclusions, and exceptions. The liability of Shark Ninja Operating LLC is limited solely to the cost of the repair or replacement of the unit at our option. This limited warranty does not cover normal wear of parts and does not apply to any unit that has been tampered with or used for commercial purposes. This limited warranty does not cover damage caused by misuse, abuse, negligent handling, or damage due to faulty packaging or mishandling in transit. This limited warranty does not cover damage or defects caused by or resulting from damages from shipping or repairs, service or alteration to the product or any of its parts, which have been performed by a repair person not authorized by Shark Ninja Operating LLC. If your appliance fails to operate properly while in use under normal household conditions within the limited warranty period, you may return the complete appliance and accessories with proof of purchase and date, freight prepaid. For customer service support, call 1-877-646-5288 or visit our website, www.ninjakitchen.com. If the appliance is found by Shark Ninja Operating LLC to be defective, in Shark Ninja Operating LLC's sole discretion, we will repair or replace it free of charge. Proof of purchase date and a check made payable to Shark Ninja Operating LLC in the amount of $19.95 to cover the cost of return shipping and handling must be included. There's an asterisk here. We'll go down to the bottom and see what it says. Important. Carefully pack item to avoid damage in shipping. Be sure to include proof of purchase date and to attach tag to item before packing with your name, complete address, and phone number with a note giving purchase information, model number, and what you believe is the problem with the item. We recommend you insure the package, as damage and shipping is not covered by your limited warranty. Mark the outside of your package. Attention, customer service. This limited warranty is extended to the original purchaser of the unit and excludes all other legal, implied, and/or conventional warranties. The responsibility of Shark Ninja Operating LLC, if any, is limited to the specific obligations expressly assumed by it under the terms of this limited warranty. In no event is Shark Ninja Operating LLC liable for incidental or consequential damages to anyone of any nature whatsoever. Some states do not permit the exclusion or limitation of incidental or consequential damages, so the above may not apply to you. This limited warranty gives you specific legal rights, and you may also have other rights, which vary from state to state or from province to province. In the end of the page, product registration, please visit www.ninjakitchen.com or call 1-877-646-5288 to register your new Ninja product within 10 days of purchase. You will be asked to provide the store name, date of purchase, and model number along with your name and address. The registration will enable us to contact you in the unlikely event of a product safety notification. By registering, you acknowledge to have read and understood the instructions for use and warnings set forth in the accompanying instructions. End of page 10, www.ninjakitchen.com. And finally, the very, very bottom of the last page, back of the manual. A little bit more info. Shark Ninja Operating LLC, U.S. is Newton, Massachusetts, 02459, Canada, Ville-Saint-Laurent, and Quebec, H4S1A7, 1-877-646-5288, ninjakitchen.com. Ninja and Total Crushing are registered trademarks of Shark Ninja Operating LLC. Illustrations may differ from actual product. We are constantly striving to improve our products. Therefore, the specifications contained herein are subject to change without notice. For Shark Ninja U.S. patent information, visit www.sharkninja.com/US patents. Copyright 2016 Shark Ninja Operating LLC, NJ 600 Series 30E, IB 160212, printed in China. So there's the Ninja manual. Who knew? I am pretty sure I looked at the manual when I first got it briefly. My whole life's different now that I think about manuals all the time. Every week I'm at least looking at two of them, if not more, when I'm making my mind up. But this one, it's a good manual. I like this manual. Start to finish, incredibly thorough. Those blades are sharp, and I see why. And not just the blades, but you gotta be careful. It's a very powerful blender and powerful machine, so you gotta be careful. And warnings, and then repeated warnings, and repeated warnings. They are covering all their bases. So that was the Ninja manual. Hope you love this one. If you have appliances, manuals that you love, send them along. I would love to hear them and share them with the audience, with the listeners. I think everyone would like them as well. This was one that I liked the machine, and I assumed the manual would be cool. Also, I cannot wait. I haven't recorded it yet. I cannot wait. You are going to want to listen on Monday. I'm assuming it's going to be a mini manual by title. I don't know exactly how long it's going to be, but this salsa recipe, it's the best, and everything that goes with it in the story, you're going to want to tune in. And that's why I thought of the Ninja 2. I love the Ninja. Love what it's done for me and the many, many, many batches of salsa I've made. And so here it was. Hope you liked it as much as I did. Let me know. How to Sleep Podcast, social media, all the feeds, Facebook, Instagram. Gmail is not social media, but you can email the show if you want. If you have pictures of your manual or a PDF, send it along. This is just a PDF that's there in the show notes, so you can see that. And you can read along, too. I'm curious if anyone's doing that, if you're reading along with the manuals. If you're not sleeping along, dozing off, you want to see how I'm doing as I read, by all means, do that. And what else? How to Sleep Cast on Twitter. All the rays to show and share your manuals. Other than that, have a great weekend. Appreciate you listening. Until next time, I'll talk to you all soon.